It is surrounded by a rim of sand and a dense woodland of papabark and eucalyptus trees with a narrow strip of sand dunes covered by vegetation. The most notable feature of the lake is its pink color. The vibrant color is permanent, and does not alter when the water is taken in a container. The source of the pink color is considered to be due to the presence of the organism Dunaliella salina. Air is the best mode of transportation for viewing the lake. History: the lake was visited by the Matthew Flinders expedition on January 15, 1802. Flinders' journal entries are considered to be the first written records of the lake. During the late 19th century, the lake was subject to salt mining. The salt mining enterprise is reported as failing for a number of reasons, including the toxicity of the salt collected for consumption. As of 2012, the lake is part of the protected area known as the Recherche Archipelago Nature Reserve and is the feature of a recreational walking trail which circumnavigates its shoreline. Forms of life: the only living organism in the lake is Dunaliella salina, the microorganism that causes the salt content in the lake to create a red dye, hence the color. Another hypothesis is that the pink color is due to red halophilic bacteria in the salt crusts. Despite the unusual hue, the lake exhibits no known adverse effects upon humans. From above, the lake appears a solid bubble gum pink, but from the shoreline it appears more of a clear pink hue. The shoreline is also covered in salt crust deposits. Safety and accessibility: despite the high salt content levels, comparable to those of the Dead Sea, the lake is safe to swim in. However, there are very few ways to reach it. Helicopter is one of the most common methods of travel. Cruises are also an option for passengers wanting to visit the isolated lake and surrounding forest area. Source: Wikipedia. Image source: http://www.canuckabroad.com.